This is episode number 1999 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 25th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
There were 14 dot-coms that advertised during the Super Bowl in 2000. And only four are still active. Auto Trader,
wow.
Last Minute Travel. I haven't even heard of those guys. I
haven't heard of them.
Monster and WebMD. That's
what year
it.
Is this?
This is 2000. At the dot-com boom and bust. MySpace had the opportunity to buy Facebook for $75 million back in 2005, and they passed. Now, 16 years later, Facebook is worth around $850 billion, and they will generate about $226 per user in the United States. $226 per user. That's crazy. Alec Guinness did not like being in Star Wars, so he suggested to George Lucas that he should kill off the Obi-Wan Kenobi character to get him out of it.
Okay,
but he also made
people.
A fortune from the movies because in his contract he negotiated to get 2.25% of George's royalties. Wow.
How
so
did
he died
that happen?
A rich man. No, yeah. I knew he wanted out. I didn't know that he had percentage points in the movie.
And he has some family problems.
And he was out of the movie before the second reel. And that's some random facts for today. It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well. I didn't see this one coming. Renee Zellweger.
Yeah?
Which I usually don't see that one on... You know,
anywhere.
Yeah.
She's not on the radar anywhere.
No.
No.
She's reportedly dating Christina Almusa Anstead Heck. Okay. Her Christina's ex, Aunt
yes.
Anstead.
That Christina.
Yes.
Wow. Ooh, did not see that coming.
No. And the news just comes days after Ann Christina's divorce has been finalized.
Oh,
and according
wow.
to TMZ, the two met while they were on the set of Ann's upcoming Discovery Plus series, Celebrity IOU Joyride.
Oh, God.
Kind of a spinoff of Property Brothers Drew and Jonathan Scott's HGTV show.
Yeah.
Celebrity IOU.
Interesting. So Zellweger, huh?
Yes.
Isn't she older than him?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Oh, okay.
She's 10 years older.
Oh, my God. So she's a cougar. Well.
Kind of. She's 52. He's 42.
Yeah, I don't think you can call that a cougar.
And he's pretty hot.
I still want to know what the hell
I want to know. Yes. I want to know what happened
is
with Christina.
Is she the Black Widow or what?
I think so.
Because I think, you know, when they've had two marriages fail in 3 years, she's got to say to herself, what did I do wrong? And everybody else is going like, oh, I'm so glad I got away from that bee. You know, like, oh my God, I got away from her. I got out of there before it all got bad.
Well, she dated a guy that had been known to be a bit of an abuser years back.
Was that before she
the millionaire yacht guy or whatever?
Aunt? Right, in between Tark
yeah,
and
Aunt. No, yeah.
I, you know, I can't read her. I really can't. I used to have a lot of respect for her, mad respect for her, and now I just like to look at her because she's eye candy. So it's like, and I turn the volume down because I can't stand to hear her talk. Even when she's doing an explainer, you know, when she's sitting there and explaining, you know, this is what we do, this is how we do it and everything else.
Because it's a vocal
fry. You can't
fry.
Take her seriously because she's talking at 100 miles an hour. I know, I hate it.
Well, it's the vocal fry.
And the vocal fry, and it's amazing, and I'm obsessed. Everybody's obsessed. Everybody's obsessed.
They'll be obsessed.
Homeowners are going to be obsessed.
Now, supposedly, Aunt was devastated.
Right.
When she said, I guess she said it's over.
Yeah, you want to be the fly on the wall. What really happened? Like, did he, like, ruin one of her pairs of shoes?
Possibly.
I mean, that's what I'm wondering what happened. You know?
Maybe
like, he accidentally ripped something.
Use a hand
laundry.
Towel as a dish, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or no, use it as an oil stick because he's a car guy.
Oh, he's a car guy. Yeah,
yeah. Use it to check his oil.
Check his dipstick.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Checking the dipstick.
See?
Now he says he's pulled himself out of it and is ready to focus on the positive.
Okay. All right.
So,
good for Aunt, which I think is short for Antony. I think it is. Like, what else could it be, Aunt? Who names your kid Aunt?
Well, because the beginning of his last name is Anstead.
It's Anstead, not Anstead.
You're right.
See?
You're right.
I see.
Kanye is suing.
Oh, God.
He's suing Walmart for knocking off his famous Yeezy Snickers.
You know what's interesting? I was afraid, so afraid, for QDK to end that we would have nothing to report about, and that's not been the case.
Oh, no.
That's not been the case.
No, they just keep popping up here and popping up there.
All right, so he's suing what, Walmart?
Walmart.
He's suing Walmart.
You know, if you have a designer stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knocks it off.
Sure. All you got to do is change a little bit here, a little bit there, and it's like, oh.
According to the suit filed Thursday in L.A., Kanye claims Walmart has been selling fake versions of his foam runner slides. And they've been unflatteringly compared to Crocs.
Yeah, see, I told you that.
Yeezy has sent Walmart legal warnings demanding they yank the rip-off sneakers from its site. It has thus far failed to do so, according to the suit.
Well, they will. All he wants to look, I mean, in his mind of minds, it's not about the money. It's about, hey, you ripped me off, man. I designed these great shoes at $75 a pair, or whatever they were.
Sliders.
You know?
Weird things.
You ripped me off. You ripped me off. But you know what? If you really get down to it, how much of a shoe design do you need? Because a shoe is a shoe is a shoe.
Right. It's a foot covering.
Yeah, it's a foot covering. So how much of that can you trademark? I'm out on that one. Whatever. You know what, Kanye? You'll get your wish. I guarantee you, you'll get your wish. It's not going to take
I don't know what's
long.
So...
I'd like to get them out. I'd like to get them out of my Facebook and my Instagram feed, though. That's for sure. How do I do that? Somebody tell me how to do that and get more Halle Berry in my feed. More Halle, less shoes. How do you like that? That's a great idea. I think it's a great idea.
Oh my goodness, these look close.
Do they?
Woo dogs.
Do they? I remember the ones that. I kind of remember the Yeezys. It was like a year or so ago because they sold out.
I'll show you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, those are them. Hey, Walmart.
And the slides.
He's got you dead to rights.
The slides look very similar.
That's what I was thinking was the slides was like the Croc
looking
ones.
See, these are the slides.
Yeah.
And then.
And I see those all the time on my Facebook feed.
I don't, but they don't like to send stuff to me, I guess.
I want
to
get rid of it.
But I'll show you the. Here's his.
Okay.
Very similar.
Yeah.
To what I just showed you.
Yeah. It's radio. So I'm
sure. Well, I'm showing you.
Okay, that's good. I can telepathically transmit to everybody what they look like. Okay, read my mind.
They look
funny.
Put your
hand on the laptop.
That's what they look like.
And read my mind. I can attest to it. Put me on the stand, yay.
They are similar.
Put me on the stand. All right, more Who Cares coming your way on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.